It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Saturday edition, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at Rouse's Markets, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Rouse's got great specials. You can come talk a little football with us and also kind of make your meals for the rest of the week buying groceries here.
What's a nice store here, Mike. Look how big this thing is.
Very much.
It's much more than your neighborhood supermarket. It's like a neighborhood warehouse. Look how big. You, if you're a kid, you can almost get lost in it. You better stay close to your mama or your daddy. You shop it because this is a giant store. This is awesome.
Well, my little five-year-old, she run away. It don't matter how big the store is. And then she wants you to go looking for her. Bob, before we get into some college football in the NFL, man, last night after a three-game losing streak, and they played bad in all three games, man, the Pelicans come through 125-118 over the Pacers. Zion Williamson, 34 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Ingram's 26 points, 6 rebounds.
Well, they have
assists.
To do that. They
and Hawkins, 23 points.
Well, they got to give Hawkins more playing time. I mean, no matter who's healthy or who's hurt, I mean, Mike, that was impressive. Because I would have thought, even though they're playing at home in the Smoothie King Center, I watched the end of, the last quarter and then overtime. I watched that Pacers-Celtics game, and the Pacers end up winning at home. I said, oh, the Pelicans aren't going to beat the Pacers.
But I didn't think so either.
Yes, came here with a big win.
Yeah, I love the way Indiana plays basketball. It's sort of a run-and-gun type of deal. Defense, sort of matzo-matzo at
yeah,
times. But, man, when they can shoot it, they can shoot it.
But you know who didn't show up for them? Halliburton.
No, he didn't.
He didn't show up like he showed up against the Celtics. But no, it's a long season. But,
and the Pelicans, to have Boston come off the bench and do what he's done.
Yes, if you have an opportunity and you're getting playing time, that you get the trust of the coaches, and what are you going to do with that opportunity? So that was a big win. When you look at early part of the season, that was a big win that you didn't expect. Now you look against the Bulls and how that all came down. Yeah, but to me, when I look at the Pacers and, you look at them as a playoff team coming out of the East, that was an impressive win.
No question about it, Bob. They needed that too. You needed something to stop the bleeding. Because, man, the last three games, it wasn't close losses. I mean, you got run out of the gym.
Well, with Golden State, Steph Curry's not playing. And
Andrew Wiggins isn't playing, look what happens.
Yeah, so, I always look at, and I think where the Pelicans are at, you look, how can they get eventually to 50 wins, 48, 49, 50 wins, that it does matter how you start the season. And you don't want to be, like, after 12 games, I'll say a dozen games, you don't want to be hovering, we have 500 team, we 6-6. No, I think the fan base would be more encouraged if you just have a winning record, 7-5 or 8-4. So that was a big win because they had that three-game losing streak.
No question. Bob, Ohio State, Penn State, 14-10 right now. They end the third quarter. Ohio State with a lead, 4-point lead over Penn State. I'll be honest with you. Penn State's offense is awful.
Well, they got to change quarterbacks.
He ain't cutting it.
You know how Texas A&M changed quarterbacks? Even Rich Motti told us that. You got to go with the other dude. And look, Penn State, they have great seasons. And then in the past, can they beat Michigan, Ohio State? Well, no. So Coach Franklin, he's getting paid a lot of money, not only to have a winning record, but that they want to be in the championship type arena. And you got to beat the likes of Ohio State and Michigan in the past.
And they got a gift early in the game, a pick six for a score.
Oh, you got a pick six, Mike. To me, you should come on. If y'all are just doing anything, you got a pick six, you should win that type of game.
Ole Miss 35-10, and is just starting in the third quarter. Man, Ole Miss's offense is rolling today. Arkansas in the last 13 games against Ole Miss in Arkansas were 11-2. It won't be no 12-2. Not the way they're playing. So it's 35-10, Ole Miss over Arkansas.
Well, and that was an impressive win that LSU, they didn't lead the game until the final score against Ole Miss. Now, that does count. But where LSU's at, and Mike, I'm elaborate on this in the latter part of the show about the playoff scenarios. But to me, it's a playoff game, a playoff elimination game, I should say, come Saturday, Alabama and LSU.
Of course.
If Alabama loses, they're out. If LSU loses, they're out.
Yeah.
Even though you have 12 teams. So that'll be interesting what's going to come about now with Ole Miss and their expectations. Mike, I mean, they've kind of disappointed their fan base so far where they're at, when you think about it.
To have two losses already.
Yes, already, exactly.
I think most people thought they'd have one.
Yes.
Not two losses, but that loss to Kentucky, that was the surprise for them. And, man, Kentucky outplayed them. The score shouldn't have been even that close, to be honest.
Well, that's why I think they're playing at, 6:30 tonight, South Carolina and A&M. Yeah. Can A&M handle Prosperity? Or will they come back by the wayside? You know what I mean? Now, to me, you have to go the young quarterback. I mean,
you got to go with Reed.
Yeah, you have to go with Reed.
Because Connor Wegman, he ain't cutting it.
No. He's like, okay, he got his feelings hurt. He's not starting no more. Well, it's a production business because major college football is like the NFL. If you're not producing, we got to make changes. Too much money involved.
One of the things we did on pregame, Herb Tyler and I, we were talking about the different offenses in college football in the SEC and different defenses. And Herb's thought was that South Carolina had the best front seven in the SEC. Well, they got the best edge guys, that's for sure.
Right.
Man, they were in the back. They didn't make a ton of big plays, but they influenced Nussmeier every throw. They were having him move off of his launch pad.
Well, they beat LSU if they don't, and when they had that pick six, and then they're going to go hit Nussmeier late. I mean, come on.
You can't be too smart.
But, you have to be able to, not do a stupid penalty like that and to win the game. But would you be surprised at Carolina, in Columbia, South Carolina, if South Carolina would upset
A&M? No, I wouldn't.
No, exactly.
The only thing their quarterback for South Carolina, if they relying on they in trouble.
No, exactly. That's why I look at the turnover margin, plus, minus, when that's all said and done. But who would have thought at this time, Mike, who's the only undefeated team in the SEC?
Nobody would have picked A&M.
A&M. Right, they wouldn't have picked A&M. They're probably one or two losses or something, but not picking them undefeated. So can they handle Prosperity?
And every week we talk about Prosperity with the Miami, Florida Hurricanes. In the third quarter, a little over 10 minutes left, Duke has a 21-17 lead over Cam Ward and the Hurricanes.
Well, I remember watching late into the wee hours at Cal and Berkeley.
That was a great game.
Cal was up, was it 35 or 38 to 10?
10.
It was unbelievable, and they came back and won. And, Cal had the game. So how do you lose this game? And
then, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's why because the quarterback, he could be that difference maker. But
I would never say that they're out of a game with Cameron
game.
Ward.
But Miami, look where they're at, Mike. And you look at the playoff seeding would come about, and they've been able to take care of business. But they kind of like a paper tiger. And what I mean by that, or they go from a Cat 5 hurricane tropical storm, because I think postseason they could be hit or miss with them.
Yeah, and they've lived on the edge
all
season long. You think about that game against Virginia Tech. The call got overturned in the end zone that could have had them a loss. Also, Army 7-0 going against a 1-6 Air Force team. They're 13-3 right now, so Army has a 13-3 lead over Air Force. And how about Army? They could make this 8-0 today. Well, and that starting quarterback got hurt.
Well, how can you – I don't know, if you're a football fan, how can you cheer against, I don't know, any of the armed forces, Army, Navy, or Air Force? I don't know. You tend to – because that's some upstanding individuals that are playing for those teams. And you got to give Coach Monken a lot of credit what he's done in Army. And that's one of the best places, Mike, on the Hudson. On the Hudson, to go to a game, that atmosphere, that makes you proud to be an American if you're ever able to do that. You know, Stan Brock was the head coach there, and John Tice, my roommate, was coaching at Army at West Point. And, to be a part of that atmosphere. No, Mike, it was so beautiful. Fall day. It's not too cold, but it's not hot. It just looks like, man, this makes America great. I mean,
and they ain't getting 4- and 5-star football recruits there, too, and still winning. But, Bobby, it's so hard. I talked to John Summerall about this, about how hard is it when you go up against an Army and a Navy. He said, okay, Mike, you got like 3 days to prepare. You don't see a team like that very often. You know, you only see it with those two, maybe a third somewhere. And it's to get to make sure you're not out of gap alignment, to make sure, you know, you're trying to get guys off
your responsibility.
You. But he said, you know what, a lot of times they play a team that wants to freelance a little bit, and that's when they're going to hit a big play.
Well, and you look, Army, I would say, is definitely like old school in their approach to the game, where Navy's
they
more,
throw the ball a little bit.
They're more modern, like what they try and do to beat you.
Yeah, because Coach Summerall was. Mike, you know what? They get that little belly shot. Get that little belly shot. Then all of a sudden, he fakes the belly shot, pulls up, throws it over the middle, and you got the safeties racing in to try to make the tackle, and they throw it over the top.
Yeah, they're overly aggressive, and then you end up getting beat that way in the passing game.
Vanderbilt and Auburn at halftime, 7-7.
Well, with the Auburn Tigers, one of the most disappointing things they've done with Coach Freeze is that they just turn over the ball too much.
They got nothing at quarterback.
And they're going to find a way to lose, Mike. Somehow you think, like, man, we were right there, but the Auburn Tigers will find a way to lose. And how could you not be impressed with Vanderbilt? Because you know why? That shows you the strength of the SEC, because Vanderbilt is always perceived as the bottom of the barrel. But any time you beat Alabama, I mean, come on, a season, I mean, you could tear down the goalposts.
And they got LSU's on that schedule for them.
And
man, ain't no gimme.
Hell no, it ain't no gimme. LSU better come to play or the Commodores could beat them.
We'll be back, and Mike DeTillo along with Bobby Hebert live from the brand new Rouses in Biloxi. And you can buy a Harmel Cure 81 Spiral Ham and get a free Butterball Turkey with a $25 purchase. Come on by, making some groceries here. Come talk to us here on the Big 870 WWL, and we'll be right back with more of a special edition of Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. We're live at Rouse's Markets, the brand new one, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. Buy a bag of Camilla beans, Red Navy, or Gray Nothin. Two bags for $3 at any Rouse's. So buy a pound, pound bag of Camilla beans, Red Navy, or Great Northern. Two bags for $3 at any Rouse. Bob, before we get some Saints talk, Tom Pelissero broke the news this morning by Jordan Love. Even though he has basically missed the entire week, he's been questionable with a groin injury. He is expected to play against the Lions.
Well, he's expected to play, and the Packers have played at home, but the Lions are still favored. I think the Packers are very good, but I think the Lions are at a different level. If you look at the NFC right now,
they beat the stew out of people.
Man. Yeah, and they dominate. So why not the Lions? I look at Jared Goff. I'm very similar a fan of Jared Goff like I am Kirk Cousins. Now, Jared Goff has gotten to the Super Bowl. And, you know, there's an argument now. I think it's a win-win. Because remember Marshall Faulk, Edgerrin James, that trade, then you can have a both win. Well, I think both the Rams and the Lions have won in that trade. Because you look Matthew Stafford versus Jared Goff. I think it's a win-win. Because Matthew Stafford's a stud. And I look what he's done with the Rams.
And even beat up, he's a stud.
Yes.
He ain't close to 100%.
That's why the Saints are going to play the Rams. I don't know. Look at that game last year. Oh, we got shellacked. Matthew Stafford. But I look, that's a win-win that they're both playing at a high level, that being Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. So you can have a trade and not necessarily have one team a big winner over the other. It could be a win-win for both organizations.
And two is the Lions got extra draft choices
yes.
out of that deal, and look what they've been able to parlay that into. Man, from a talent standpoint on offense, they are absolutely loaded. The best offensive line in pro football. And when you got receivers like what they do, and then, man, they hit you with a Jahmyr Gibbs. And then, bang, they hit you with Montgomery running the ball between the tackles. And with Goff, you know.
Well, let me tell you what the Lions are. The Detroit Lions are in the New Orleans Saints North. Because of the influence, and I just look at Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn, and it's almost like you would have hoped this would have been the situation when you pass in the torch. Because the stability that Drew Brees and Sean Payton brought for 16 years. And look how, in 3 years, where we're at right now. We're at right now, you can pick whatever you want. It's kind of, I don't think it's as bad as Mike Ditka, but kind of like Jim Haslett. Where are we at right now?
That last year.
Losing six games in a row. So that's why, you know, it's all hindsight. But, you know, fans will tell me, Mickey and all should have had a better vision. We got Dan Campbell in the building, and you kind of passing the torch. If you could have worked out some kind of deal to promise after Sean Payton, Dan Campbell would be the coach. But there's a lot of black and gold north. And the Detroit Lions and their fan base, it's like they're the northern version of us. They're just a bunch of Yankees that cheer for the Lions, and we're deep south, New Orleans Saints. But it's the same blue-collar type team.
Bob, I did a show in Detroit Wednesday. First thing, when they opened up the show, man, you know, they introduced me, and it was like, and Mike gets to work with the last quarterback to ever win a championship in football. You won it with the Michigan Panthers.
Yeah, playing in the Pontiac Silverdome, which they hosted a Super Bowl in 1980. That was Joe Montana and Ken Anderson with the Bengals. The 49ers beat the Bengals. It ain't there no more. Pontiac Silverdome, they got a nice, unbelievable Ford Field. It's unbelievable. But, yeah, I went up there, and, you know, the USFL, before they merged, and, you know, with the Spring League and the UFL and stuff, it was the 40th anniversary. So, Mike, those are loyal fans. Just look at the fan base that traveled to New Orleans last year.
It looked like a home field advantage.
When the Lions came to town. You would have thought that was the Cowgirls traveling.
Yep.
Or maybe the Cheeseheads and the Packer fans or Steeler fans. Mike, it was in that lower bowl. I said, whoa.
That was all Lions fans.
All blue and silver.
So that was their spring break trip, okay? Right. You know, everybody got one trip a year, so to speak. You go somewhere.
Yeah, who wouldn't want it? It's like you go to New Orleans, you go to Las Vegas. It's like the Raiders. We play the Raiders. I'm going on that trip.
So I'm walking to get in the stadium, and there's a couple of Detroit Lions fans, and they were like, man, we come here in yards, we had a great time. Man, we were sure hoping the Raiders would be on the schedule. We'd all went to Las Vegas. So Vegas and New Orleans are the two hot spots that you would want to go.
Yeah, and then, you want to experience SoFi Stadium. You might go to a Rams or Chargers game. Well, we had a few Saints fans show up, and a lot of fans, they have Louisiana roots that live in California.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
There's another one.
Yeah, it's not like, you might go to Green Bay, because that's the mecca of NFL football and the history there. But it's not like, we have a road trip to Buffalo. I can't wait to go to Buffalo. Now, maybe it's in September and you want to get away from the heat in Louisiana. Look, it's early November. Look, it's in the 80s here. October was unbelievable. Now I'm outside today. It feels like September.
Thing with the Lions is, Bob, can they overcome? Because there's nobody on that roster close. Aiden Hutchinson's injury.
Yes. Yeah.
That's nobody close.
That's why you look at the trade deadline and all. They thought they might address that.
I would think they might.
Another pass rusher.
Because nobody like him on that roster.
Yeah, no, he had that kind of impact. We wish Marcus Davenport or Peyton Turner would have had that influence.
No, he ain't getting nothing like that. We'll go to break and we'll take it back. And Bob, got some information you want to share with everybody. Well, His vision for the Saints.
Yeah, it's not information. It's just a little speculation. Looking at my crystal ball.
Okay, information, speculation.
Yeah.
From Mr. Hebert.
Ain't nobody gave me this. I got no insights. It just is in my mind and what I think could happen.
So we'll be back with more of a special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We at Rouse's Markets, 1444. Oh, that's the wrong one. It's 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. I was reading the one in Gulfport.
Yeah, no.
So we in Biloxi, not in Gulfport.
That shows you Rouse's all over the Gulf South.
They got two Biloxis.
Yeah.
Two of them in Biloxi.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Three of the four people from WWL, we got to take a look at the older Rouse, too, before we got to the new one.
That shows you the expansion of the Who Dat Nation in Rouse's.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the brand-new Rouse's Market, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. You can buy a boneless pork loin halves, only $1.77 a pound. Bob, you have some speculation and indication where you think the Saints will go, not in the future, which is what you're looking at, correct?
Well, yeah, I'm just a voice of the fans. I don't have no insight. Deuce got more insight with the Saints than me. I just have a little insight because playing the game and how organizations sometimes work. And I don't know. We got to let it play itself out. What's going to happen against Carolina? And I've said this before. Right now, losing six games in a row, you have to go back to really pre-Katrina and Jim Hassler. I never forget everyone's displaced. When Katrina hit, we went to Charlotte and beat Carolina. You know, the Saints were 1-0 in 2005, and they finished 3-13. I remember Aaron Brooks had an outstanding game at Charlotte. But, man, you're playing games at LSU. You're playing games in San Antonio. They're traveling all-stars. So that's a lot of adversity. And then we all know Sean Payton and Drew Brees coming on board and the stability they brought for 16 years. When you look at a six-game losing streak, and you look at the Haslett in 2005, and you have to look at Ditka, 1999. That's not good. Because everyone wants to win in the NFL, and everyone's not going to win. That's why you have six, seven, eight coaches get fired every year. They already got one with the Jets. He's gone pecan. That's already one. But when all said and done, six, seven, eight coaches will get fired. Now, it's a week-to-week thing. You could say, well, let it play itself out. We're at the bottom right now because we've lost six games. We're three games behind Atlanta. And I always say this, watch, we can upset Atlanta when they come to the Dome. Because no matter how
it
good the teams are, because we always, it seems like you tend to split.
Yep.
Not always, but you would tend to split that kind of game. And it doesn't really mean anything, even though if you would split that. Now, you might say, well, Abar, look at all the injuries we've had. You might say, well, all NFL teams are dealing with injuries. Well, definitely on the offensive side of the ball, but what the hell happened to defense? Now, the defense did come back play and play a whole lot better against the Chargers. So where are we at right now? We at the bottom. We lost six games in a row. And, you know, I got this cup of coffee right here, and it's half full. Okay, I can look at this. I don't know. Luke, you know, I want some more coffee.
Don't mess up his coffee.
I want you to fill it up. I want you to fill it to the brim. So I can say this is either half full or half empty. Well, right now, if the Saints had this same cup, there ain't nothing in it. It is empty. Okay, but it's still, you might have a sip or two. I might have a couple of drops. But we lose to Carolina, we rock bottom. And there's no way, then all of a sudden, the money becomes involved. And what I mean by that, you got Ms. Gale, you got Dennis Losh, you got Mickey Loomis, you got Greg Mensah, all the people in charge with the Saints organization. So then they start looking at, because I think they're going to show up for the Falcons game. So we're playing on the road against Carolina, Atlanta. Now, the Dome's going to be sold out. But then what's going to happen? Let's say you don't win two games. Then Cleveland's coming to town. Then all of a sudden, you never wanted to get where the Dome has 45, 50,000 people. Oh, we sold out this year, but you got to look at the future. No, are the fans optimistic or they don't really care? That's why, that's the bottom line. And Dennis Schlosser comes into play. Then, whoa. The fans are disgruntled, and it's affecting us from a monetary standpoint, from a financial standpoint. So with that being said, I could see right now how this is going to play out. Do you think the Saints are going to the playoffs right now? You probably say, I don't think so. So you're going to go three straight seasons without going to the postseason? And then, okay, so what if we win a few games? Well, who are you playing? You might say, well, it's the NFL. Anybody can beat anybody. But if you're heading in the right direction, you should beat a team like the Raiders. You should beat a team like the Browns. You should beat Carolina. And there was one more, Michael. Who was the other one I was thinking of that is it come to my mind? That we should beat when I look at the schedule. I don't have the schedule in front of me.
Got the Raiders.
The Raiders, yes. Yeah, I mean, the Raiders. Thank you, Mike. That's well. So what? We beat them. Well, we should beat them if we playoff relevant. But I'm looking at, okay, Carolina, Atlanta, and Cleveland. Now, I think they'll maybe let it this play itself out and maybe make a decision after the season. And a lot of fans are saying, okay, a lot of teams, you can always get rid of the head coach. And that could definitely occur. Doesn't mean Dennis Allen's not a quality coach, maybe as a coordinator, but not as a head coach. I always said this, Vic Fangio, Wade Phillips, look at their NFL lifestyle. You got to be able to move.
Robert Saleh's going to be a defensive coordinator.
Yes, and he's going to show up and resurface. Now you just have to, like a military brat always said, you got to be willing to move. So that's where a situation, so don't feel bad for Dennis Allen. It all work out for him. Now you look at the administration. Okay, I'd say Mickey Loomis. So I've said this. Mickey Loomis is not going anywhere unless he truly would want to go somewhere. But you know what I think is going to happen? Is that now this is Dennis Schlosser's decision, and that's why you got to make the tough decisions. And Mr. Benson, I'm speculating, probably told Ms. Gale, his lovely wife, look, Dennis Schlosser, Mickey Loomis, Greg Mensah, they've been loyal to me. And I like loyalty. You remember, Mike, you know the story, Randy Mueller. This is two decades ago. All of a sudden, he lost Mr. Benson's trust because he went and talked to the Falcons. And then all of a sudden, he was gone. And they got rid of him. So then Mickey has always had Mr. Benson's trust, so he's going to have Ms. Gale's trust. Okay, so when you think how that all works out, then Ms. Gale will want all of us to win and everybody get along. But Ms. Gale could still be the good lady and not the bad lady or the bad guy and put the pressure on Dennis Schlosser. Because the bottom line with the money. So what would happen, and you could all could save face, and they're going to have one fall guy, and I'm going to elaborate on that, it's going to be Jeff Ireland. Okay, what's going to happen, I think, if it doesn't, if it goes by the wayside and we're not back, win one, lose one and all that, I'm talking about if you're winning like 4 or 5 games, or are you going like 6-11, maybe 7-10, but 6-11, let's say something like that. Well, what's going to happen is that all of a sudden Dennis Law's look at the fans and just grunting and all that, and with Mickey, what's going to happen with Mickey Loomis? He's not going anywhere, but he's going to get somewhat of a promotion. A promotion? What are you talking about, Bobby? Okay, what it's going to be like, very similar to what happened in Atlanta. Rich McKay. Rich McKay, his dad, you remember?
John McKay.
John McKay, the USC head coach. And then he went to Tampa Bay. That's his son, Rich McKay. He was the general manager for the Falcons, and they fired his ass. And Arthur Blank liked him, so he promoted him. I don't even know what his position is. They're going to do that with Mickey. Watch. So all of a sudden, Mr. McKay is still a part of the Saints organization, even though they stole Fontenot from us to be the general manager. So Mickey would move up in the organization. They give some kind of title, like a consultant or whatever, and he still gets the safe face. He's part of the Saints. So then you can't hire within. You got to get an outside general manager. And the fall guy, based on because they trust him with the draft, going back to Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, would be Jeff Ireland. I don't know, Mike, is that too far-fetched?
No, it's not.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen. Not. But you would have said you heard that today if that does occur. And Mickey Loomis is still on board. Dennis Lauscher, they're all still together. But you have a new mind, somebody new in the building running as far as the general manager. And, Mike, I think that could happen again. The Saints could go on a 3-game winning streak. Hey, Vera, what are you talking? You say that? I don't know. Derek Carr is coming back. I still have confidence in Derek Carr. I mean, Carolina, come on, Luke shaking his head. Can you beat Carolina? Sorry. I mean, we lose to sorry-ass Carolina Panthers.
Luke's talking for the general public. Yeah. With but, that shaking of the head. No,
and I'm telling you, it's a rivalry-type game. Why, you beat Carolina, you can beat the Falcons. The Browns, is Jameis Winston? He might. Jameis Winston might come to New Orleans and beat the Saints.
Okay,
but I wouldn't bet on that. But you know what helped Jameis Winston and the Browns win? If he hits our DBs in the hands and they don't catch it. That's what happened to the Ravens.
It happened to the Ravens. The exact same way, two of them.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. So I would not be surprised. So my plan, what you don't want the Saints to do, and they might not make changes, even though they wouldn't be in the postseason, because they would say, oh, we had a bunch of injuries. That'd be the excuse. You don't want them going 8-9.
No. What I thought they would do to start the season.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Oh, well, we'd be a whole lot better, but we had all these injuries. But this is what I say about that. Okay, the injuries, yes. All NFL teams are dealing with injuries. But what the hell happened to our defense before the Chargers game? Except for Pete Werner, everybody was playing. Everybody was healthy, and now we're going in a Carolina game. What cornerbacks are playing? Look how we hindered. So we've been snake bit. You never want, like Deuce and I have talked about this.
Injuries
I
think in one position.
Like one position group, whether it's interior line, or whether offensive line in general, or like the running backs, or the secondary, defensive backs. We all of a sudden counting on the number zero, Amadi, what's his name?
Ugo Amadi.
Ugo Amadi, he's like our nickel corner safety in the slot, and then you put Alante Taylor on the outside, and then, now you're playing Little Bryce. I don't know what he's going to do. He might throw us again. The very first pass, the very first play to Carolina Panthers, interception to Will Harris. So I don't know. So I'm still intrigued what's going to come about, but again, even if the Saints somewhat turn this around, as a fan base, we don't need to give them a pass. Because either you're winning or losing. It's not about we had a good showing. And it's and I think everyone would disagree with this, even Dennis Allen. When Mickey said it's not always about the results. Hell
it's
yeah,
always
it's always
about the
results. It's always about the results.
Come on.
It's not PE class. Did you win or lose? It's the NFL. Did you win the game? Or listen, if we'd had an ugly win against the Chargers, it's a win. Wouldn't you have, like we played hard, boy, we lost right at the end, but we're hanging in there. No, I'll tell you what, I was really encouraged and discouraged at the same time. How we lost to the Eagles in Atlanta. I was like, how in the hell we lost that game? But since then, we've been blowing out double digits. I mean, it was like 18, 19, 20 points. Think about since that Falcons game. You look at the Eagles and Atlanta. Okay, it's like woulda, coulda, shoulda. But ain't no woulda, coulda, shoulda since then if you look at what occurred. And so, I mean, we're probably not going to wax Carolina again, but can you just win the game? So that's why I think changes will come about. And it'll be interesting to see. And if I had to speculate right now, I would say Jeff Ireland would probably be somewhere else. I'm not trying to get nobody fired, but it's just a production business.
And you would have a new head coach.
A new head coach and a new general manager. If Mickey's going to do right, because the fans are not just like the head coach is going to fix everything. Now, Mickey don't want to hear that, but it's just the way it is. You could still be part of the Saints, like McKay's still part of the Falcons. You know, he's never that. Fontenot's the general manager. And then all of a sudden, you consult him, but you bring in a new GM. So, Mike, there's a lot of things. So, right on the surface, you can have a new GM. You can have
a new director of college personnel.
Yeah, a new head coach, because that's where, because just look at the draft. That's where you have to look at, and again, like I said earlier, do we have any young, great players?
No.
One. Maybe McCoy.
I would put him as a very,
very
good.
Very, very, very good. But Mike,
I don't know about a star player, though.
I think McCoy, though, what I mean by he's great, where I just look at that, how much other teams want your players? And that he would start off either.
Well, he would be the one guy I would want.
Yeah, that he would start either at guard or center.
For everybody.
For another team.
We all agree on that.
Yeah. So when
I don't know if I'd call him a great player.
No, he's not even as good as Max Unger.
No.
Then we had Max Unger.
No, Max
Unger,
was great. Max was great.
No, so that's why you keep it in perspective. But I'm just trying to grasp at straws, so to speak. I don't know, who's 26?
Are you really grabbing on
and
that
I'm
one.
Like, okay, Chris Olave. Why are you hating on? I'm not hating on Chris Olave. I think he's very good. He's not great. He's not elite. We don't have no young elite people. Our elite players
they
are
old.
Now old. Yes. Cam Jordan, look at Saints history, what Cam Jordan has accomplished. But he's old. Look at DeMario Davis has lost a step.
Tyron, Matthew.
Honey Badger. You go on and on. And even Alvin Kamara, I still think, has a lot left in the tank, but he's going to be 30 years old. I'm talking about young, elite, great players. So then, what you have to. Well, who's been in charge of the draft? What are we doing in the draft? And, Mike.
That falls on Jeff Ireland.
Yeah, but then who's with Jeff Ireland? Mickey Loomis. Right, because he's the general manager.
In essence, and Mickey's not going out and scouting players on Saturdays.
Well,
that's Jeff Ireland's job.
Well, but he's trusting him.
But at the end, Mickey has always told us, I have the final say.
I have the final say.
Yeah, I have the final say. So you can give him the information. My thing is, what you giving him?
I even asked Coach Allen, when we did the coaches show and all that, and the young players, like I said.
And he said no great players.
No, exactly. It was like, no, we're developing them, and there's a lot of teams that are developing young players. But I'm talking about a flash in the pan, and we've had those. Then we know from the get-go, Teron Armstead was a stud. Jari Evans was a stud. I can go on and on that they've hit on players, even Ryan Ramczyk. Now, he's not healthy now, but I'm talking from the get-go. Oh, no, they're a great player. Then not only the Pro Bowl conversation, but all pro. Oh, yeah, so, I mean, so we haven't really done that.
And that's a little bit of bad luck with Ramczyk because
he
was a top right corner. He's in the top two or three. No matter how you cut it, he was in the top two or three, if not number one. At one time.
Look what we've done, like to influence the opposing quarterback. What have we done on the D-line? Okay, the best of the bunch is Brian Brzee. Again, he's good, very good at times. He can rush the passer. He's leading our team. He only has 4 sacks. Think about that. Right now.
An interior player.
Yeah,
not an edge guy.
He's tied with Alante Taylor with 4 sacks. I mean, what? It's not Chase Young. It's not Peyton Turner. Is that no? Not even Carl. Now Carl Granison. Carl Granison would definitely be in the rotation for every team.
Everybody.
But I think he's very good. Is Carl Granison making an All-Pro or Pro Bowl team?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's why we got to hold him accountable and don't let him just go by the wayside and say, well, we playing hard. No. Are you winning or losing? Bottom line.
We'll be back live from the brand new Rouses, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Buy a Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Ham and get a free Butterball Turkey with a $25 purchase. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one on our special edition of Sports Talk right after this break. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We're live from the new Rouses, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Buy a bag of Camilla Beans, Red Navy, or Great Northern. Two bags for $3 at any Rouses markets. I'll give you some of the scores that we got coming on right now. And, man, Ole Miss has really spread that lead out. And a lot of people thought this may be a real close game. Not the case. Ole Miss 56-24 at the end of the third quarter over Arkansas. With 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, the Ohio State Buckeyes have a 20-13 lead over Penn State. Northwestern and Purdue tied 20-20 with 5 minutes left in the game. And you would figure, starting the beginning of the fourth quarter, Miami of Florida has made a run at this. And they have taken the lead over Duke 32-28. And you talk about a team living on the edge. They have lived on the edge all season long, the Hurricanes. They have a 4-point lead over Duke just starting the fourth quarter and very little time left in the game. But Army is going to be an 8-0 football team as they are beating Air Force 20-3. And Navy took their first loss when they went up against Notre Dame. But the Academy is really something. In a closely contested game, Big Ten-wise, Illinois with a 17-16 lead over Minnesota. And halfway into the third quarter, Auburn and Vanderbilt are tied 7-7. And so Bobby took a little break, and so we're going to finish it up here on our number one of a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, and we're live at the new Rouses, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Bob, you would figure Miami of Florida takes a lead over Duke Knights, 32-28.
They're just finding a way to win.
It's unbelievable. And Ohio State has kept it up. They leading 20-13. Man, come on. If you can't beat them now, you never do it.
No, and you look at Penn State so close but so far.
Man.
And so the natives and Penn State, they're all
be happy.
You can have whiteout, and they can all. But the natives are restless until they beat either Ohio State or Michigan, Mike, because they beat everybody else, but they can't take care of business there.
I know Rich Marty going to be upset because he thought this would be the year they could beat Ohio State.
But he wanted them to change quarterbacks like A&M.
Yeah, he wanted them to go with the second string. Yeah. I say, you're like a fan now. give me the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more of a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from the new Rouses, 2384 Pass Road in Biloxi, right after this news break.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.